I'm perched on a floating broom, my arms squeezing the life out of my little sister's waist. You girls all right? My mom calls down. She's watching us from behind the second-story cottage window. You're not airsick? Maybe I shouldn't have let you talk me into this. I'm fine, Miri chirps. Me too, I lie, as the two of us wobble up and down like we're on a haunted seesaw. We're straddling a plastic broom 4 feet above the dewy ground. In what deranged world would I be fine? My eyes are cemented closed, I'm biting my lip, and every one of my muscles is clenched in fear. I don't want you girls gone for more than an hour, my mom warns. So be back here at 11 p.m. sharp. I'll leave the window open so you can fly straight back in. If you think anyone has spotted you, return here immediately. And Rachel, don't you dare take off that helmet. How does she know my secret plan? But it's itchy. She won't, Miri pats my knee. You ready? Here we go! Nausea and dizziness wash over me. Maybe this isn't such a brilliant idea. My legs are dangling like a rag doll's and the broom is starting to chafe. Don't go too fast, I plead in a super high-pitched voice, like I just inhaled a balloon full of helium. And don't go too high. We don't want to smash into an airplane. And don't... The broom jerks forward. I swallow a scream. And suddenly we're flying through upstate New York. Be careful, my mom hollers in the background. I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying. I may be dreading going back to school, but at least I'm flying high during spring break. Literally. I gingerly open my right eye as we shoot past the gate to our rented cottage and zoom over the dirt road. The wind caresses my cheeks, my arms, my hair. I think the wind just blew a leaf up my nose. But who cares? How cool is this? Don't look down. Don't look down. I look down. My shoelaces are hanging over the sides of my new pink sneakers like floppy dog ears. I really should have double knotted. These are the new pink sneakers that my mom bought to cheer me up. To make a long, heartbreaking story short, I spent the first few days of vacation moping because Raf Khosravi, the love of my life, hates me because I unintentionally stood him up for spring fling to go to my father's wedding. Buying the shoes was really thoughtful of my mom. She's definitely trying to be more understanding. On the same night she surprised me with a cheer-up present, she dropped her slice of pepperofu, vile, flavorless pepperoni-shaped slabs of tofu, pizza, and announced, Miri, banning you from using witchcraft isn't working. If you're going to do it anyway, as you've been doing for the last 2 months, I want to teach you to use magic responsibly. The three of us are going on a trip. Start packing. My jaw fell open in mid-chew. Mom was finally seeing the light. See, I've only just recently discovered that my mom's a witch. My sister, too. Everyone's a witch except me. Well, not my dad or any of my friends, but everyone I live with. And my mom had a very strict rule. Absolutely no magic until Miri finishes her training. My mom is anti-magic herself, preferring to be a non-practicing witch. So this change of heart was a major coup. Yes, I cheered while debating what to pack. Going out clothes or won't be seeing anyone worth impressing sweats. I didn't mind leaving the city, mostly because my best and now only friend, since I embarrassed myself phenomenally at the school fashion show, Tammy, is spending spring break in the Gulf of Mexico with her mom and stepmom. Yes, her mom is married to a woman. Magic for everyone! Can we put a love spell on Raf? Don't push your luck, was my mom's response. Love spells are not what I consider responsible.